Okay. Extinction Part 2. We were talking about this book, The Ghosts of Evolution, written by Connie Barlow, which looks at the flora, megaflora, she calls it. Big things that used to be eaten by big animals. And the big plants are still around and the big animals are gone. What kind of big animals are we talking about that used to be here in North America? You know, that their ghosts are still around us.
Yeah. Boy, you know, if you want to get a picture of what you might consider the real natural mammal life of North America, we often think, oh, timber wolves, maybe deer and bison and moose and stuff like that. Well, they were here for a long time, but actually through most of the last 2 million years, there was a population of types of large mammals that are more like the African Serengeti Plains that we think of. When you think of Africa, you think, wow, elephants and rhinos.
Giraffes.
And giraffes. And
weird animals.
Giant, weird-shaped animals. Actually, that was normal pretty much all over the world, including North America. So it's really the last 10,000 years are not normal for North
America. We have a pretty
narrow
view of what the natural mix of populations is.
Yeah. I mean, we had elephants, three kinds of mammoth. There was the woolly mammoths. They were sort of relatively recent arrivals, like 500,000 years ago, coming over one of the land bridges that would come and go between Siberia and Alaska whenever the sea level went down during an ice age, which we had many of. But before that, another kind of mammoth came over from Asia, eventually evolved into two other types of mammoth, one of which didn't even have wool. I always thought of mammoths being woolly.
But it was more like an elephant skin or something?
Yeah, and they had short ears. It's pretty likely they're related to Indian elephants, which are still alive now, have shorter or smaller ears than an African elephant.
Now, are these all – this is not just speculation. We have fossils or some record of these animals for real.
Oh, all kinds of amazing things. There are places like sinkholes that turn into a trap that a mammoth maybe was coming by to eat the vegetation around the edge would fall in. And some sinkholes will have dozens or more complete skeletons of these things.
Mm-hmm.
There are places up in the far north, especially in the former Soviet Union, where there's still permafrost. And once in a while, someone will find a frozen mammoth up in there. There was one story where I guess they were running low on food, and when they were trying to come back with their sled dogs with pieces of this mammoth, they ended up feeding it to the sled dogs.
Come
the
on,
meat
really?
Was still edible. Actually, I think there was a special banquet for some of these scientists, too, that were the first people to eat mammoth meat in 11,000
oh,
years.
Oh, I don't know.
But there was all kinds of stuff. There were these giant ground sloths that were too big to climb in trees. They were the size of an ox. Another type was as big as an elephant.
Wow.
With giant long claws on their front feet and a pelvis that looks like they could sit back on their haunches and reach up into the treetops.
So probably they didn't last very long when humans came along and decided to start hunting big mammals.
No, it's most of these things, the sloths, the horses. Horses are native to North America. They were wiped out 11,000 years ago or so, reintroduced about 500 years ago by the Spanish, but mm-hmm. They're actually native to here. Camels and rhinos and all these other things died out pretty quickly about 11 to 10,000 years ago, a few centuries after humans came over on the land bridge. And they had stone tools and spear points big enough to be used on mammoths, and it's hard to imagine them ignoring big mountains of meat like this.
Especially a sloth, say, who's going nowhere too fast and wouldn't know a human being with a spear from a tree.
Yeah. There are even legends from natives in Patagonia that it's in their history. There's a description of a large animal that sounds a lot like a ground sloth. They said it was nocturnal and it used to scrape the ground with its big claws. And they said it was hard to shoot them with arrows because their skin was impenetrable, and actually from the ground sloth remains that people have found, there are little embedded chunks of calcium or bone in their skin that would have been hard to penetrate with arrows.
Uh-huh. Thanks very much. Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.